Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
KNZA.
Welcome back to the Dragon's Den with studio engineer Seth Tollison. Justin Fluke with you. Just a minute after 8 o'clock here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha. We turn our attention now to the boys' contest between the undefeated Valley Falls Dragons, 14-0. Their head coach is 17th year head man Caleb Gatzmeyer, picked up win number 200 in his career earlier this season. Fortin comes in with a record of 3-11. They're under the direction of second-year head coach Don Smith. Horton will be the visitors on the scoreboard. Unlike the girls, they did not play last night, so Horton hasn't played since Tuesday evening. Played pretty well against Hiawatha last week, lost 56-42, but earlier this week lost to Pleasant Ridge 75-47. Valley Falls won the first meeting between these two teams back on December 7th. That final was 63-25. Can anybody slow down the Dragons right now? That's the question. They did only win by 3 against Prairie LeCompton in their midseason tournament championship. But Pleasant Ridge, the only other team that's been able to lose by less than 10 against the Dragons all season. Here's the starting lineups for the visiting Chargers and the Road Blues tonight. The starters include senior Trevor Ottman, sophomore Cooper Wishrup, senior Trey Lockwood, the leader for the Chargers, 6'2 forward, averaging 9.2 points per game. Also starting in the backcourt is Luke McAfee, a 6'1 freshman, and Gannon Becker, a sophomore for the Chargers. So McAfee, Becker, Wishrup, Ottman, and Lockwood for Horton. For Valley Falls, they will start a backcourt of 5'10 junior Dylan Cervantes and 5'11 senior Brennan Miller. Avery Gatzmeyer, a 6'2 senior on the wing. Trenton Kraxner, a 6'3 senior on the inside, with Zach Evans, a 5'11 sophomore. Valley Falls wins the tip. They have it, and we are underway. Dragons in the home whites, the gold numerals and letters, going left to right on your dial here in the first half. Miller in the far corner. Cervantes shoots. This one is no good. Rebound controlled by Horton's Trey Lockwood. Seems like he's been playing high school ball for 6 years now. First on the scene as a freshman, a leader, and has not looked back. Horton nearly lost it, but Lockwood is there. Valley Falls man-to-man. The ball goes down, though, to Ottman. That shot missed. No good. Rebounded by Trenton Kraxner, who's the best for Valley Falls, averaging more than 7 rebounds per game. Gatzmeyer finds Kraxner, the trailer, back to Aves. Aves at 26-3. Dylan Cervantes has hit 28. As a team, the Dragons have knocked down 74 shots from long range. Nobody scored, though. First minute of the game, it's gone by. Gatzmeyer, far corner, three-point shot, no good. Follow, Miller, up and in. He leads the team in assists with over 7 per game. That time, with a backside rebound and a quick stick back, Brendan Millen puts Valley Falls up 2-0. With the dribble, it is Becker. Lob pass, tough catch, Lockwood, up and, wow, that ball came down through the cylinder. And a foul called. It went straight up and then straight down through the rack. As the game's tied up and a free throw pending for Trey Lockwood, the 6'2 senior for the Chargers. Foul against Valley Falls junior Dylan Cervantes. Free throw swish. Lockwood 54% on the year, cashes it in, and the Chargers got the lead. 6:35 and the clock is moving here in quarter number one. Miller over to Cervantes. That's a big scoring game. Sam Gatzmeyer, guys that can go out, get you 25-30 on any given night. Pretty balanced team. Where's the flaws for this Dragon squad? Well, that pass in the paint by Kraxner goes through the hands of Zach Evans. It's a turnover from Valley Falls, their first one tonight. Here comes Horton with the lead, looking to add. Becker has it stripped by Gatzmeyer. Dragons want to run, one-hand push a pass, and Evans can't handle that one. That's two passes that have ricocheted off Zach Evans. Back-to-back turnovers against Valley Falls. 2 minutes gone by, 3-2, Charger lead. Gannon Becker, the sophomore, leads the team with 28 assists this year. Looks to drive and kick it out to McAfee. He's a freshman, and a three-pointer no good. Offensive board, though. Becker trying to go up. Now Ottman gets it. He shoots, misses. Ottman gets it again. Dragons can't get a rebound. This ball through the hands of Miller, and out of bounds, it'll go to the Chargers. Katzmeier can't be happy about that defensive rebounding or lack thereof. Not a tall Dragon team, but one that normally is able to hold their own. Horton, team that does have some size. It's a drive and a foul. Gannon Becker going to work his way to the stripe. Two fouls now against Valley Falls. This one's the first on Avery Katzmeier. Gannon Becker at the line, a little under 50% this year, but that one rattles in, and it's 4-2 Chargers. 5:31 left here in the first quarter. But Horton wants compete, hang around, put a little pressure on him, give yourself a chance. Second free throw, in and out. Kraxner again with another rebound. Here comes Cervantes into the half court to Miller. A couple of fantastic guards. Katzmeier can play it as well. Passed up an NBA three. They skipped the pass into the lane. Evans mishandled it. Picked up by Kraxner, though, underneath the basket. Out to Abe. He shoots the three. It's no good. Tipped by Kraxner, but out of bounds. He tipped it out a little bit too far. Got to give some props to Trenton Kraxner. Not only is he the best rebounder for Valley Falls, but this kid wants to be a sports broadcaster when he gets a little older. Doing a little intern work for us right now. Here goes the Chargers. Lockwood down, though. Easy. Way too easy. Coach Katzmeier's hot. Timeout called. 4:57 left in the first quarter. Horton jumps in front, 6-2. Lockwood with another basket. And we got a timeout. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
The basketball, the Dragons have it after a Valley Falls timeout. Horton with the lead, 6-2. Valley Falls a little bit careless with the ball. Here's Kraxner moving on the baseline and laying it up and in. Trenton Kraxner scores, makes it 6-4 with under 4.5 minutes left in quarter number one. Gannon Becker takes off. Evans cuts him off. Now in the lane, Ottman turns, shoots. It's left a little bit short. Dragons love pushing that basketball up the court in a hurry. Evans going to fire a three in transition. It's no good. And Lockwood clears the boards. Both teams have their starting five still out there at the midway point of the first quarter. Becker through two defenders, but he traveled with it. Not for sure what the plan was that time. And Becker a little bit slow, but up on his feet under his own power. It looks like he's okay. Now our first substitution of the night. This is Caden Smith. 6 foot sophomore out there for the Chargers and Coach Don Smith. Second turnover there, by the way, against Horton. Valley Falls has turned it over a couple times as well. Evans drives, feeds Kraxner, fakes, goes up. Basket good, plus one. Flexing the muscles, Trenton Kraxner has a chance for a 3-point play to put the Dragons on top. It'll be the first free throw for Valley Falls this evening. Foul against Horton on Caden Smith. Kraxner scored 4 straight points. As for number 5, he takes a deep breath. Dribbles 3 times. Holds it on the hip. Puts it up. Points. Fires. And missed it off the iron a few times. Lockwood's got another rebound for the Chargers. We're tied at 6. 3:40 left here in the first quarter. Becker with the bounce. Guarded by Evans, who deflects it. Loose on the floor. Becker gets it back, but apparently he kind of turned over or something there as he's called for the travel. Becker was happy that he was able to, with his hustle and ripping away the basketball to get possession, but as he went to pass it there, they call him for the walk. Miller to Cervantes. And this one out of bounds off court. Scoring for Valley Falls, Cervantes 15 points a game. Gatzmeyer 14.5 points a game. Zach Evans also scoring double digits, 12 points a game. Craxner 8 points a game. Brennan Miller 9 points a game. All five starters score at least 8 a game. The lowest of those is Craxner, just missed it. Evans gets the rebound, gets hammered hard to the floor as he'll be helped up and head to the free throw line to shoot two. So as a team, Valley Falls is scoring 64 points per game. 16 points per quarter average. Foul on Trey Lockwood, his first. Evans at the line, 63%, but that one spun out. The Dragons are 0-2 at the line. Remember, they did not have school yesterday or Wednesday. Could not play hoops or practice basketball, so I'll try to justify. Just throwing out the possibilities of a slow start as Evans misses another free throw, and the Dragons appear to be a little bit out of sync. We're 5 minutes in, it's 6-6. Horton doing a good job. I mean, they're not giving up many second-chance opportunities. They're attacking the basket. They've made some big shots. They've found Lockwood. He's got it here down, though, against Craxner. Gives it to Ethan Miller, who just checked in. Awkward shot off balance through the lane. No good. Ethan Miller, 6'1 senior, out there for Horton for the first time. They have six seniors on this team. Valley Falls has quite a few as well, about eight seniors, actually, but only three of them in the starting lineup. Miller fires a three. No good. Long rebound to Allen. Finds Miller coming to the basket. He wraps it around, but that's through the hands of Craxner. Flashing into the paint. Evans caught it, shot it, and scored it. Zach Evans, first point. Dragons got a couple of chances on that possession, and now they lead 8-6. Becker able to break the pressure. Guarded man-to-man. Kick out to McAfee. Fires a three. That's short. Long rebound to Cervantes. He's going to go coast to coast. Missed it. Follow, yes, by Craxner. Trenton Craxner now with 6 points. He's one of the homecoming winter royalty candidates here for Valley Falls tonight. Miller, as the Dragons have gone on an 8-0 run here at the moment. From down four to up four. There's a nice shot. It's Lockwood banking it in again. 7 points for Trey Lockwood, making it look easy. Craxner and Brennan Miller, another starter, both candidates for the Dragons' winter royalty coming up. Gatzmeyer, an NBA range three, off the back lip. Rebound, though, Cervantes got it. Little turnaround jumpers up and in. First points for Cervantes. And those are more second-chance points, and now it's a 10-0 run by Valley Falls. Taking control a bit here as we go under a minute left in the first quarter. Team fouls even at two. McAfee drives. Floater good with the right hand. It's a pretty good shot for a freshman. Really good take there by McAfee. 12-10. Miller, nice find. Craxner shot partially blocked that way, but Cervantes gets it. He shoots it off balance, too, and makes it look easy. 4 points for Dylan Cervantes. 14-10, Dragon lead, 20 seconds left, and Coach John Smith going to set up one play here at the end of this quarter. Previously spent time coaching at Perry LeCompton. Lockwood flips it out in the far corner to McAfee. 10 seconds to go. McAfee drives. This shot, no. Ottman had the rebound, but Craxner says, sorry, that's mine. He rips it away. Passes it up the court. Miller, 2 seconds left. Ball on the floor. Becker got a deflection. Horton gets a steal. And that's the end of 8 minutes of basketball. Alley falls down early, 6-2. They scored 10 consecutive to take the lead, and it's the Dragons 14 and the Horton Chargers 10 after one quarter. We'll take a full 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
KNZA.
Missed three-pointer by Trey Lockwood of Horton as we start the second quarter, but then a one-handed pass to half court by Krackner intercepted. Here come the Chargers and a baseline jumper. Good for Gannon Becker. It's 14-12. Valley Falls leading Horton by two. Welcome back. Brennan Miller losing the handle. Krackner finds Evans coming to the hoop. That's missed. Krackner able to tip it out. Katzmeyer still looking to get in the scorebook. Out. Justin Fluke with you. Our studio engineer is Seth Tollefson, who hosts the scoreboard show after this boys' game here tonight. Horton, good first quarter. Can they match it with another solid 8 minutes here? Lane Motten has checked in, another senior for the Chargers. Trevor Ottman, the senior, has it. And now on the attack, it's the freshman McAfee out to the sophomore Becker. And a three-point shot is good. Cannon Becker from downtown. He's got a half dozen, and it's Horton up by one. 15-14 Chargers. Miller to Gadsmeyer. Back to Miller. Over to Cervantes. Dragons can't just settle for threes. Dillon drives into a double team, and it's lost and stolen away. Five turnovers now against Valley Falls. 6:20 to go here till the break. Horton playing well. Becker floats it on the left side to McAfee. McAfee spins up and in. Man alive. There's a couple moves by Luke McAfee, and he's playing like an upperclassman. 17-14, Chargers by three. Gatzmeyer, Dragons still have their starting five. They're not substituted, but boy, Coach Gatz over there got to be thinking about clearing the bench. Here's another turnover on Valley Falls. That's their sixth turnover, and the Chargers will walk it up the court, leading by three. Is Don Smith going to call a different play here and set something up? Coach Gatz has his arms crossed right now and smoke coming out of his nostrils. Far sideline, McAfee. It's got the talent. First time seeing the freshman play for me this year. Here's a drive and a finish on the layup by Gannon Becker. He's got 7 points already in this second quarter. And he puts the Chargers up by five. We approach the five-minute mark here in the second quarter. Cervantes. Now Miller drives and foul. Both teams had only two fouls prior to this one against Horton. And it's going on Gannon Becker. That's just his first. No player has more than one foul in this game. Trent Ottman, a junior, is in, replacing Trevor. And the first sub for Horton tonight is Carson Clark. 3 points, three boards a game. Clark, another senior, went to Royalty Candidate. Here's Krackner on the inbounds pass. And alive, he's about the only guy scoring for Valley Falls. Krackner has 8 points now, already to his season average. Makes it 19-16. Mott out. Three-point shot missed by McAfee. And in for Horton now is Cooper Wishrop. So Chargers have played nine guys, and they've all played well. 19-16, Dragons will come here down by three. Coach Katzmeyer saying, we got to move the basketball. Horton's playing zone. Dragons have made zero threes tonight. In almost 6 3-point shots per game. They'll run the weave now. Gatzmeyer without the dribble. Long skip pass to Cervantes. Dillon back over to Ave. Long, long three-pointer. That one no good. Dragons have three guys fighting for the rebound. Allen got it, but missed. Excuse me, Evans. Evans that missed the follow for the Dragons as we go under 4 minutes left here in the second quarter. Is that a carry? No, timeout. Timeout called by Coach Don Smith. I think it's a good timeout. They got Valley Falls stressing and pressing and reeling a bit right now. As we step away with 3:56 to go till halftime, Fortin on top of the undefeated Dragons. 19-16, timeout courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whiting. Find him online at popcorngifts.net. So it was Valley Falls 14-10 leading at the end of one quarter. And then it was 19-14 Horton. So that was a 9-0 Horton run to start the second quarter. Now the Chargers have the basketball. Out of a timeout. Wishrop feeds Lockwood. Back out to Cooper. Three-point shot. Hit the front of the rim. Wouldn't go in. Rebound tipped off the glass and controlled by Carson Clark. Ahead to Evans. Back top of the key. Kraxner fakes that three. Cervantes has it on the right wing. And Coach Ketsmeyer wanted Kraxner to take that one to the rack. Ketsmeyer one hand, bounce pass to Clark, and he travels. Seven turnovers for Valley Falls. Minutes, 17 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Working with three wins this season, and that's already more than they've had in the last 4 years. In fact, the Horton boys have finished with exactly two wins each of the past four seasons. But they've got three so far this year, and a lot of games to go. And they got a three-point lead with 3 minutes left till halftime here against the undefeated and top three-ranked team, Valley Falls. Down low, power dribble. Trent Ottman feeds Lockwood. He fakes. He goes up and missed it, but drew the foul. And Lockwood heading back to the line. The patience there. Working, getting high percentage shots. Lockwood scored 7 in the first quarter. He's got 2 free throws coming after a personal foul against Carson Clark. Lockwood rattles home the first free throw. He's 2 for 2 at the line and has 8 points. And Horton has made 3 of 4 free throws. Lockwood's next one is rimmed out. Rebounded by Evans. Cervantes in transition all the way to the basket. Missed the bunny, didn't use the glass. Rebounded by Ave. Up, yes, plus one. With Katzmeyer on the glass, gets the bucket and has a free throw. Fifth different player to score, but the first points tonight for Avery Katzmeyer. And the 57% foul shooter will get one more. Second personal foul on Gannon Becker. Gansmeyer eyes it, tries it, and buys it. So a three-point play, and that's more second chance points with an offensive rebound there by Gansmeyer, bringing the Dragons within a point. 20-19, Horton with the lead. Horton going to be home next Tuesday against JCN. They've got Effingham next week on Friday. Valley Falls hosts Effingham Tuesday. Here's Lockwood doing work again down low. Screams, let's go, as we head to the other end. Lockwood now with 10 points. A game high. The Chargers back up by 3. This does not look like a team that's only won 3 games this season. This Horton team playing fantastic basketball here tonight. Gatsmeyer fires a 3. Starting to feel it, but it's short. Rebound flying in there for it. And push-off away from the ball. Cervantes had come in and got the rebound, but they're going to call a little push here. Foul on Carson Clark, and that's going to be his second. It'll send him to the bench and bring in another senior. Spencer Urajama. Toramaji checks in, the 6'3 senior for Valley Falls. Horton has the ball, up by 3, under 2 minutes to go. Three-pointer, McAfee in the corner, burying the triple. Cool Luke, second three-pointer for the Chargers here this frame. They're up by six again. Gatzmeyer spinning to the basket. Lays it in with the left hand. Gatzmeyer's got five. Five in a row for Valley Falls. They've only scored seven here in the second quarter total. Ethan Miller to the near corner. Wishrup opens. That's a three, and it's good! Cooper Wishrup with his first points of the game. Same spot in the near baseline. And the Chargers back up by seven again. High Falls having success getting to the basket. Scoring on second chance points and attacking the rim. They flip it around the perimeter here. Gatzmeyer up top to Cervantes, and now Zach Evans. He shoots a three. It's no good. Well, you don't want to fall into that trap. Horton's made a few threes. You think you got to shoot those, and the Chargers have the ball up by seven. If they could hold for one shot, that would be amazing. 40 seconds to go till the break. Lockwood kicks it out. Wishrip. Now they find Ottman at the foul line. Back out. Maybe they can hold it here. Now we're down to 30 seconds left in the half. You can go into the locker room, up seven or more. Lockwood saves this into McAfee. He shoots and hits it. And that's a three-point shot. And the Chargers have made four from the perimeter behind the three-point line here in the second quarter. Horton is leading Valley Falls by 10. 15 seconds left till the break. Team fouls even at four. Dragons setting up a final play. They are shocked. 5 seconds left. Gatzmeyer has it at half court. To Cervantes, a three-pointer. It's in and out. And the Chargers up 10 as we head to halftime. This is not the winter royalty that Valley Falls fans had imagined. Wow. 31-21. The three-win Chargers are dominating the undefeated and third-ranked in the state Valley Falls Dragon. It's 31-21. We're at halftime, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. First half stats and more. It's coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome Welcome into the halftime show. As I was reminded by our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, we were talking about towards the end of the girls' game that you show up on any given night, anything can happen. That's why they play the games, right? Well, 14-0 and third-ranked team in the state, Valley Falls, is trailing the 3-11 Horton Chargers here at halftime by 10. 31-21 is our halftime score, and a 21-point second quarter for Horton, in which they knocked down 4 3-point shots. Valley Falls actually led 14-10 at the end of one quarter, but from that point on, it was a 21-7 run, and the biggest lead coming here at halftime. But a 9-0 run started the second quarter. So from down 14-10, Horton scored the first 9 points of the second quarter. That put them ahead 19-14 a few minutes in. They had some 7-point leads, 28-21, and then get another 3-pointer there before halftime. And Horton playing some fantastic basketball. I mean, high percentage shots that are going in. Most of the Dragon points have come off second chance opportunities, and a couple times they were able to get to the goal, but they did not make any three-pointers in the first half. They also were just 1 of 4 from the free throw line, and also uncharacteristic, Valley Falls has 7 turnovers here at the break and have only turned their opponent Horton over a total of 4 times. Our first half stats are brought to you by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting. Jacob Yingst and the crew still have some available appointments. They even do some evenings and weekends to help you out. The local experienced tax professionals that are on your side, NEK Tax Services of Whiting. For the visiting Horton Chargers, already two guys in double digits. Trey Lockwood has 10 points, and Luke McAfee has 10 points. Gannon Becker has 8, and Cooper Wishrop has 3. So just a total of 4 guys scored for the Chargers, but they have 31 points here at halftime, and they're only averaging about 38 points per game. Tells you how well they're playing here tonight. For Valley Falls, 5 guys scored, led by Trenton Kraxner with 8. Avery Gatzmeyer got 5 of them pretty late there in the second quarter. 5 of the 7 for Valley Falls in that second quarter. 4 points for Dylan Cervantes and 2 points each for Zach Evans and Brennan Miller. Valley Falls in some trouble here at the break. Again, 31-21, Horton with the lead. But just as we talk about, you know, anything can happen on any given night. You know, anything can happen in a quarter, in a minute. This one certainly far from over. As good as Horton played, you betcha they better know that they're going to have to play equally as good, as this Valley Falls team is way too good to be down for long. And you would expect the Dragons to make a pretty big run at some point. And how Horton handles that adversity or that moment all this month in February, they're played every Wednesday and Thursday evening starting at 5:30 here on Kansas Land Radio. You visit with girls and boys varsity basketball coaches in the area and post all those shows online at mscsports.net. Let's step away. Again, it's an extended boys halftime as the 2022 Valley Falls Winter Royalty is taking place here at halftime. So we're still a good 10 minutes away from starting this second half. Horton boys up 10 at the break. Some extra time to discuss it and enjoy it in the locker room, but a half still is yet to come. You're listening to High School Basketball here on FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy wants you to know they're planning on expanding their services to you soon to include retail sales. Listen for further details about adding retail sales at Anderson Meats in Troy. And for your meat processing, Anderson Meats has openings for scheduling in May. So give them a call now and get your name on the schedule. 785-985-2292. Anderson Meats in Troy, where they appreciate your business and look forward to serving you for meat processing and soon retail sales. South on Last Chance Road in Troy.
You work hard for your money, so let your money work for you with our savings accounts.
That's Amy Shoemaker, personal banker at the Farmers State Bank.
Here at the Farmers State Bank, we offer a savings account that allows you to earn a monthly interest while saving your own money. We make it easy to customize your account to make it your own. Call me or stop by the bank for more details.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Local radio continues to stand out among all audio platforms. Why? Because local radio broadcasters are one of you. Members of the community who see, care about, and understand what's going on in our hometowns. Local radio supports businesses and schools while also providing breaking news and weather, plus local events coverage and entertainment. Staying connected to our communities is at the heart of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on you.
Here's your Kansaland Radio Listening Area Forecast. Clear skies in the forecast for tonight. Overnight lows will be dropping to the low teens. We have east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting around 20. For Saturday, beautiful sunshine and warmer temperatures will be in the low 40s. South winds between 10 and 20 miles per hour, gusting around 40. For Saturday night, clear skies 22 for your low, breezy southwest winds. Sunday, lots of sunshine, temperatures warm into the mid-40s. We have northwest winds gusting about 25 miles per hour. Clear for Sunday night, 19 for your low. We're in the upper 40s on Monday. Plenty of sunshine. More sunshine on Tuesday as temperatures jump into the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Mandy Valuber.
All right, thank you very much, Mandy. Currently here at the station, we're sitting right at 19 degrees, as, again, looks like things may be warming up just a little bit more. Not too bad, actually, today once the sun came out mid-afternoon, but, again, warming up into tomorrow afternoon. So those of us who did get snow should probably see some of that melting here throughout the weekend. Well, we are in the middle of halftime as, again, Horton right now in action in the boys' game. Stunning would probably be a good word to use right now as they lead an undefeated Valley Falls Dragons team 31-21. The Chargers on top. Horton's just 3 wins on the season. And like I said, Valley Falls coming into this game undefeated at 14-0, finding themselves down double digits at the half. Justin Fluke will have the second half of that boys game coming up here in just a minute. We do have a couple other updates. Boys right now at halftime, Hiawatha at the Roundhouse in Hiawatha, leading Jeff West by a score of 30-13. A final in from the Kansas City Atchison League. The Phoenix get a win over Wyandotte, 59-54. Also at the half in the Big 7 League, gets the Blue Jays over Holton in a low-scoring game. 23-14 is the halftime score there. Do have quite a few girls' scores. We'll get to those coming up. Again, we have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the way. We'll recap all of tonight's basketball action from throughout Northeast Kansas, as again, all of these teams looking to position themselves as we get set up for a postseason run. And again, those standings there towards the end of the season. Big games on the table here to pick off for some of these teams. So they're looking to, again, get that record up there to help their seeding again into that first week of the postseason. Just about 3 weeks left here in the regular season, again, before those postseason brackets and all that come out. So we'll keep you up to date with the scores tonight, let you know how your favorite area team did. And, of course, we've got second-half basketball coming up between Horton and Valley Falls. Justin Fluke will finish off the play-by-play of that game right after this.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or Atchison, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineers Seth Tomlinson, Justin Fluke with you. We are set to begin the third quarter after a lengthy halftime show in which the King and Queen were crowned here, went to Royalty for Valley Falls High School. How will the Dragons respond? Horton boys leading 31-21, a missed three-pointer for the Dragons, but a rebound by Avery Katzmeyer. His shot blocked. Rebounded by Miller. Goes up. He was just crowned king. Winter royalty Brennan Miller, and he's going to get to the free throw line to shoot two. We'll see if he can get Valley Falls going. Horton led early 6-2. But Valley Falls was ahead 14-10 at the end of one quarter. Then a 9-0 run for Horton. Hit four threes in the second stanza, scoring 21 points and building the lead to 10. Free throw rattles in there for Brendan Miller, his first attempt of the night. He's got 3 points in this game. Miller, one of the top couple free throw shooters, over 70% on the season. Makes it a 9-point game. First possession here of the second half. Miller switched in the second. And just like that, the Dragons are down by only 8. They're going to crank up the defensive pressure with some full court press here, as Horton will have Ottman, McAfee, Becker, Lockwood, and Wishrup out there, starting five to begin this second half. Valley Falls man-to-man defense, and a near steal. Kraxner couldn't hang on to it. Wishrup able to get it to Ottman, and now Lockwood near side. A step-back three. McAfee cooled off a bit. That one is a little short. Then he comes in and picks up a silly foul, trying to kind of go around and hug Dylan Cervantes to get that basketball. The personal on Luke McAfee after the missed three-point shot. And the Dragons will have it. First personal on Luke, who has 10 points. Trey Lockwood also has 10 for Horton, and Gannon Becker added 8. Valley Falls led by Trenton Kraxner with 8 points, probably almost 8 rebounds as well. Miller underneath to the baseline. Gatzmeyer creating a little room and banking it in. Avery Gatzmeyer now with 7. And a game that Valley Falls can find themselves in a postseason matchup. And a chance here tonight to see how they respond to a little bit of adversity after not being in school or getting any practice or anything in the last couple days. There's a shot block as Gatzmeyer blocked it from Ottman, but he got it back and stroked it in from the free throw line. Trevor Ottman with the bucket there for the Chargers. It's 33-25. Stops a little 4-0 run by the Dragons and a traveling on Brendan Miller. Upset with himself, he's one of the state's leaders in assists with 92 of them coming into tonight. Over 7 assists per game by Miller. But a turnover that time, that's 8 total turnovers against Valley Falls. Gannon Becker one-on-one against Miller. Picks off, gets across the midcourt line. Orton in the road blues at the white numerals and letters. They're moving left to right here in the second half. A wide open three. McAfee missed it against short. Lockwood, though, rebound. He had an easy stick back and missed it. Now the pass way up the court and a tough catch. Missed layup by Zach Evans. And Horton comes away with it. Which Gatzmeyer saying, pump the brakes just a little bit there. We don't have to try to get this deficit all back at once. Don't try to do too much. Into the lane, Wishrup lost the handle, but it's scooted out on the far side to Becker. On the baseline, Wishrup. Turnaround jumper, good. Horton having one of their best offensive games of the season. And back up 10, it's 35-25. Chargers with the lead. 5.5 minutes to go. Cervantes, near side. Gatzmeyer, he'll shoot the three and hit it. Avaz awaken and a timeout by his father and head coach, Caleb Gatzmeyer. He'll take a timeout. His second one of the game. Gatzmeyer now at 10 points. That's the first three that the Dragons have made all night. 35-27. Horton's still up by 7. And we're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Along with studio engineers, Seth Pollison, Justin Flick back with you here in the Dragons' den. 35-28. The Horton boys with the lead. They have the basketball. Horton 3-11 on the season. 2 of those wins in the Northeast Kansas League. Lockwood hands it back to McAfee. Wishrup. Becker. Ottman out there. Wishrup a three in the far corner. It's short. Gets his own miss, though. Goes to the basket. Layup no off the glass. Rebounded Ottman. Bank shot yet. Trevor Ottman has just picked up a couple offensive shots for Horton. Extending the possessions. Here's a Gatzmeyer long three, and that's good again. Avery Gatzmeyer now with 13. 8 of them already here in the first 3 minutes of this second half. Gatzmeyer has the green light, and Ottman and Gatzmeyer got tangled up, and they call Ottman for the foul. That was a ways away from the ball, trying to get in position to receive a pass near half court. Trevor Ottman picks up his first personal. That's 3 fouls this half, and all 3 of them have been against the Chargers. Ball's driving. Miller, bank shot, no. Well, you better find Gatzmeyer. He's the one with the hot hand. Horton now leading by 6. McAfee, back it out a bit. Dragons stay man-to-man. McAfee drives. Oh, he loves that little one-handed shot. A kiss off the window for Cool Luke. He's got 12. The lead is back to 8. Cervantes, they find Gatzmeyer. Now top of the key, Miller. Cervantes, bounce pass in to Evans. Evans up top to Miller. Coach Gatz is still unhappy. Quick shout out to the JRCF guys listening. Here's Gatzmeyer way downtown. No good. Offensive board, Evans, and a foul. keep it with the Dragons here. Over half of the third quarter gone by, and not for sure if some of those JRCF folks have seen Coach Gatzmeier in this state of mind, but he's about another couple turnovers and Horton putbacks away from losing it. Here's a missed shot rebounded by Gatzmeier on the backside off the Cervantes miss. Now they whip it into Kraxner, right at Ottman, up and banked home. Trenton Kraxner in double digits for the Dragons. He's got 10. Bishop going to shoot another three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound to Cervantes. Three on two. Cervantes spins, finds Gatzmeier late. Shot over Lockwood, banked in. Avery Gatzmeier now with 15. Unlike the rest of the guys, he's got to go home and sleep under the same roof all weekend. And tonight with that coach over on the sideline that's not too happy. Nice lob. Lockwood fakes. Got his defenders up. Shot blocked by Traxner. But Lockwood keeps it alive for the Chargers as we go to 3 minutes left, third quarter. A three-pointer. Becker on the skip pass. No, it's short. Lockwood again keeps it alive. Is that a jump ball or a foul? What a job, though. We're going to get a foul here on Valley Falls. Lockwood just keeping these rebounds alive. Strong. Aggressive. The will and the want. Here's a free throw line jumper. Good. Gannon Becker. He's in double digits with 10. Horton has three guys that have reached the double digit scoring mark here tonight. And a little push foul on Horton. So I was looking at the Horton scores. Remember, this is the same Valley Falls team they lost to in December, 63-25. And that was a 38-point loss to this Valley Falls team a couple months ago. And the Dragons turn it over here. That's their ninth turnover of the night. Horton's highest scoring game this season was against Care Paravel. They scored 56. And lost, but got 56. They got 41 so far. 2:30 left to go, third quarter. Ottman, turnaround jumper, no, but a whistle and a foul. It's going to go against Zach Evans. And Ottman going to have two free throws here for the Chargers. Horton up by six with Trevor Ottman heading to the line, a place that he's struggled this season. Free throw good that time. He's got 5 points all in this third quarter. Been in the right place at the right time. Couple opportunities here. Ottman's second free throw, no good. We welcome those of you that listened in to the Battle of USD 380 tonight, the Centralia-Frankfort doubleheader. Centralia won those games on 92.1 KMZA here at Valley Falls. The Valley Falls, man, Cervantes just threw a pass that was closer to the ceiling than it was to the floor, way over the head of his teammate, out of bounds. That's 10 turnovers now on Valley Falls. So the Valley Falls girls beat Horton by 10, 45-35, but potential upset here in the making is we're going to get a timeout call by the Chargers. The Valley Falls boys undefeated, 14-0, ranked number 3 in the state in Class 2A. Horton has 3 wins all season against 11 losses, and they lead it with a timeout here, 2:08 to go in the third quarter. The Chargers, 42, and the Valley Falls Dragons, 35. We'll talk more about it when we return here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Kansaland Radio.
Dustin, we're back with you here in the Dragon's Den, Winter Royalty Night at Valley Falls. Studio engineer Seth Tollison will be hosting the Community National Bank Local High School Basketball Scoreboard Show after this contest. Horton has it. They lead by 7. Chargers on their offensive end out of 2 wins each of the last 4 seasons. They've got 3 this year, and they're trying to shock the state here at the moment. We go under 2 minutes to play in the third. Luke McAfee with 12 points. Lockwood and Becker each have 10. Here's a drive by McAfee. Missed it that time. Rebounded by Valley Falls. Brennan Miller all the way down the paint. Coast to coast. He scored it. Are they going to count that basket? Perhaps so. Miller all the way to the cup. A tough little two-handed shot that he tossed up there with both hands on it from down around his knees, but it went in. And, yes, they count that basket. So Brennan Miller a chance for the three-point play. Miller has 6 points. Valley Falls is led by Trenton Kraxner with 10, and Avery Gatzmeyer 15. Already 10 of Gatzmeyer's coming here in the third quarter. Foul on Gannon Becker. Ooh, that was his fourth. And out of bounds off the Dragons. Cervantes tests it last. So Gannon Becker with four fouls will go to the bench. McAfee, Lockwood, Wishrup, Ottman, and now in is Lane Motton, one of the seniors for the Chargers. Lockwood gets it right side of the lane. Kraxner tries to get in front, gets set. He does, takes the charge. It's going the other way. Only the sixth turnover on Horton all night. But a charge there and a great defensive effort by Kraxner. The Dragons going to need more plays like that. They trail by five now with the basketball. That's personal foul number three on Trey Lockwood. We're under a minute and a half to go in this third quarter. High Falls led 14-10 at the end of one frame. They've not led since. And a skip pass thrown away. That pass by Miller again. 11 turnovers on Valley Falls. Back at the end of the half court against Cervantes. Help defense for Miller. Pass back out to Monson and now to Lockwood. He drives. No help defense, but blocked from behind as Kraxner able to recover. Initially got beat, but from behind able to get back and swap that out of bounds. One finger up on the right hand of Coach Don Smith. Inbounds play here. It goes to Wishrup. Trying to get it down, though. Tough catch for Lockwood. He's double-teamed. He flips it out. It's a wide-open three-point shot. It's no good. Rebound. Ottman battling for it. And he stepped out of bounds. Couldn't save it in. Off the missed three by Lane Motton. An empty possession for the Chargers. And don't look now, but Valley Falls has it, and they only trail by a nickel. 50 seconds left here in the third quarter. Miller to Gatzmeyer from NBA range. It's short. Rebound. Kraxner keeps it alive, and then it's off his fingertips and out of bounds. Kraxner's got like 9-10 rebounds already, 10 points, leading the team in rebounding, but that one he couldn't quite hang on to. And can Horton hold for one shot here at the end of this third quarter? They were up 10 at the break, and riding him just a bit too tight. A defensive foul will be whistled here against Dylan Cervantes. Trying to stay with Luke McAfee. Horton has 7 fouls this half. Valley Falls only with 3. And this is the third personal on Dylan Cervantes, who's the first Dragon to get to that 3-foul plateau. Kraxner going to go out. Spencer Doramaji checks in for Valley Falls. 3-pointer McAfee. Man, he airballed down. I don't know what he was doing. Few steps behind the three-point line. Andy was guarded, and you're up by 5. Meanwhile, Gatzmeyer coast-to-coast. Count the basket. The officials look at each other and confer. The basket will count for Avery Gatzmeyer and a free throw pending. And all of a sudden, it's a 1-possession game with 12 points by Avery Gatzmeyer here in this third quarter. Told you, unlike the rest of his teammates, he has to go home and sleep under the same roof with that coach over on the sideline. Free throw, no good. Rebound tip, though. Doramaji's got it. His shot, no good. Offensive board again. Up goes Coop Carson Clark, and that was short. 20 seconds to the left in the third quarter. Horton leads now only by 3. Lockwood looks at the time. 13, 12. 11, 10 seconds left. He gets it to half court to Cooper Wishrup. Wishrup drives right, picked up the dribble, gets it back to Motton. Motton with 5 seconds left to the left side, trying to find McAfee. He can't. Lockwood's got it. Has to heave a desperation 3. That's no good at the buzzer. And it's a 3-point game after 3 quarters of basketball. But the team with just 3 wins is still on top of the undefeated Valley Falls boys. It's 42-39 with a fourth quarter coming up in 1 minute. Here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home
Your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Holton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Holton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
Kansaland Radio.
The Horton had the ball to start the fourth quarter, but they turn it over. That's turnover number 7 against the Chargers. Welcome back with studio engineer Seth Tollison. Justin Fluke with you. Mentioned the station ID for KNZA going into that third quarter break. Also simulcasting now on 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Dylan Cervantes at 3 for the tie. No good. Ball batted up in the air. Tipped around again and now controlled by Trey Lockwood for the Chargers. Horton still with Gannon Becker on the bench. He's got 4 fouls. Valley Falls stays man-to-man. Lockwood gets it against Craxner. He kicks it out. Passing up the 3 and traveling with the basketball is Monson. Back-to-back turnovers on Horton to begin this fourth quarter. Chargers 42, Valley Falls 39. 8 fouls on Horton as well and only 3 on the Dragons. That means they can be ultra-aggressive on the defensive end with fouls to give. And nobody with more than 2 except Cervantes, who has 3. Miller quickly over to Cervantes. Back to Miller. Brennan in the lane. Tough shot. He missed it. Tipped by Kraxner. The follow by TK. Kraxner's got 12 points. Another rebound. An easy double-double. The Dragons are within 1. Here's Luke McAfee out to Lane Monson. Monson, right side of the lane. Another forced shot. He banked it in, though. First points of the game. 44-41. Horton back up by 3. 6 minutes and 35 seconds to go. Well, that wasn't pretty, but Monson got it to stick in a prime time for your first points of the night. Here's the ball off the knee of Lockwood. It'll stay on the Dragon end. In for Horton comes Caden Smith, the sophomore. And Gannon Becker with 4 fouls returns to the floor with 6:27 left to go in the game. 44-41. Horton's not trailed since the start of the second quarter when they hit a 9-0 run. This one high off the rim. Missed by Brennan Miller. Rebounded by Lockwood. Lockwood in a post to double-double for the Chargers tonight, opposite of Kraxner. McAfee to the far side. Cooper Wishrop. Cervantes right there with him. Good D by Dylan. Valley Falls needing to crank it up here. And they call a bump and a foul. That's going to be number 4 on Cervantes. Only team foul number 4, but ouch. Your leading scorer, 15 points a game, has to check out with 6:07 remaining. Zach Evans back in. Horton through the lane. Blocked shot. Big stuff by Carson Clark. At half court, Brennan Miller winds up with the basketball. Under 6 minutes to go. The Dragons a perfect 14-0 and 10-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. Finished second in the league standings a season ago. The league title in their grasp as well. Here's a 3 by Clark. Ooh, badly missed. Rebound, though, by Evans. Turnaround jumper. It's good. Zach Evans with his second bucket of the night. Dragons within 1. McAfee spins into the lane. Shot blocked by Gatzmeyer. Lockwood's got it. And hurt on the floor is Luke McAfee holding his right side, right kind of underneath his arm, and helped to his feet by his teammates. He's not holding his arm or his shoulder. It's like it's his side. Well, does it rib that far out there? He's going to hobble off, but he's in some serious pain. Luke McAfee has scored 12 tonight to lead the Chargers, but he has to check out with Horton up by only 1 point. 5:32 left. Horton going to keep the ball on their offensive end here. We talked about it. We knew Horton would have to withstand some Valley Falls runs. We knew the Dragons would make a play to get back in this game.
Lockwood. Did he travel? Yep. Trying to do just a bit too much. Good defense by Trenton Kraxner. Turnover for Horton is now their ninth. And that's the key for Horton, you know. When you got this pressure now, and you've led most of this game, things have all been going your way, how will you respond to a little adversity? A long three by Gatzmeier. Oh! It didn't go, but he was fouled on a three-point shot. Man, that thing kind of rattled back and forth through the rim and then rudely coughed back up. Gatzmeier heading to the line for three free throws after a foul on Lane Mountain. One to tie. It's good. 44-all as Gatzmeier has his 18th point of the game. This next free throw would give Valley Falls the lead. 5:18 remaining. That one is way short. It appeared like Gatzmeier didn't really look up quite in time to get a view on that one as he was looking down and quickly glanced up as the ball was on its way. Devontae's back in with four fouls for the Dragons. This one for the lead? No. He missed two out of three, and we're tied 44-44. The three-win Chargers against the undefeated and state-ranked Dragons. Gannon Becker. Going to have to play big with McAfee now on the bench. Long pass over to Wishrup. Lockwood posting up. That's who Horton would like to get the ball. Big thing for Horton, don't force anything. Don't panic. You're right there. Keep doing what you've done the whole game. Lockwood driving. Tough shot in the lane. He got it. Might have got away with the walk, but now 12 points for Trey Lockwood as Horton does not give up the lead and now retakes a two-point advantage. Cervantes to change it. No good on a three. Tipped around, and Zach Evans has it. Out to Gatzmeier. A three for Abe. That's no good. Rebound to Kraxner, but he's over the back. Kraxner with another offensive rebound holding the ball, but he's going to pick up the foul. Dragons got good looks that time, but nothing would drop with 4 minutes 30 seconds left. Just a first personal foul on Trenton Kraxner. Here comes Horton, leading 46-44. Coach Gatzmeier pumping his chest with that closed fist, saying, have some heart, let's go, family. Lockwood gets it inside, back to the basket, picks up the dribble. He hands it off, left side, six-foot jumper good. Gannon Becker, he's got a dozen. And Horton is up by two possessions with 4 minutes to go. Gatzmeier one-on-one against Becker. Gatzmeier hit two threes in the third quarter, the only two triples that Valley Falls has made all night. Team that averages about 6 three-pointers a game. It's been rough going from the perimeter. But Gatzmeier took over for a bit in that third quarter, in which Valley Falls outscored Horton 18-11. Ball was kicked, they say, by Horton, so Valley Falls keeps it on an inbound here on their side of the court. Gatzmeier in the near corner. Horton playing his zone defense. We're down to 3:50 to go. 48-44. Chargers on top by four. Gatzmeier on the dribble. Over to Cervantes. A three-point shot. Good! First one of the night. Dylan C. He's got 7. And the Dragons are back within one. Coach Gatzmeier down in a low stance, but beating him across half court is Gannon Becker. Horton able to break the press that time. Back to half court. The pass goes to Caden Smith. And now Gannon Becker. Still out of the game is Luke McAfee, who took a shot to his side, trying to feed it to Lockwood. Tough catch for Lockwood. He gets it. His man slipped down. Lockwood drives, scores, and draws the foul. Trey Lockwood, not ready to give up the lead just yet. A monster performance with points number 13 and 14. He's got a free throw pending with just 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go. Foul on Zach Evans. That's his second. Team foul number 7 on the Dragons. Lockwood short on the free throw, rebounded by Gatzmeier. Valley Falls is still only down one possession. They can tie it with a three. Cervantes hit one a moment ago. He has it in the near corner. Horton extending the zone defense as we approach the 3-minute mark. Cervantes, another three for the tie. This one no good. Backside rebound by Kraxner. Gatzmeier fakes the three. Avery into the lane, across the lane, to the left side. Bank shot missed, but a foul will put Brennan Miller at the charity stripe to shoot two. 10 free throws attempted by Valley Falls in this game. They've made 4 of 10. Horton has also attempted, actually they've only attempted 8, but they've made 4 of 8. Miller good on free throw number one. It's 50-48. Brennan Miller, the Winter Royalty King tonight, is perfect 3-for-3 at the free throw line. One of the best in all classifications in the state. Nearly 100 assists already this year. Second free throw short. Good rebound by Lockwood. And the lead remains 2 for the Chargers. Miller's got 7 points now in the contest. Gannon Becker. Back into the game, it's Luke McAfee. Decides okay, he gets it here. Gatzmeier defending him. A lob into a double team. Stolen away from Lockwood and a foul. A push foul. That's on Valley Falls? Wow. Uh-oh. Miss Dragon's Den's about to start blowing smoke at one official. 2 free throws. That's actually a 1-1. Foul number 8. But Lockwood didn't even have a chance to catch that. I guess the official is saying it's because he was shoved out of the way. Ball was clearly intercepted. Lockwood's free throw. Good. He hit the front end. Coach Gatzmeier over debating with the official as Lockwood tries to make it a 4-point lead. Oh, by the way, don't mess with these guys in stripes tonight. They called 2 technicals in the girls' game. Valley Falls won that one by 10. Lockwood missed the second free throw. Rebounded by Cervantes. It's a 3-point game. 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter. A tight one throughout the night. And an upset still possible. Gatzmeier fakes the long three. Got by his defender. Through the lane. Tough shot up and in. Silky smooth and a timeout by the Dragons. Avery Gatzmeier's got 20. 51-50. Horton still up by a point with 2:23 to go. Our timeout's all presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting, the perfect timeout snack. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. Shaping up for a fantastic finish. Stick with us here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're a small business owner, it's time you got some credit for everything you do. You need a partner in a bank that shares your commitment and dedication. You will find that banking partner at Union State Bank of Horton and Evers. From equipment and real estate loans to checking and savings accounts designed for small businesses, we have the tools you need to make running your own business just a little easier. Visit the MyBankUSB.com website today and you'll find the small business bank services you need. Union State Bank of Horton and Evers, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Preston, look back with you. 2:23 left here in the fourth quarter. Valley Falls led 14-10 at the end of one quarter, but the 14-0 team gave up a 9-0 run to start that second stanza, and they've not had a lead since. Horton up 10 at the half, led by 3 after the end of three quarters. And now the Chargers have the basketball only up by 1. Tough lob to Lockwood. Dribbles twice. Back to the basket. Now turns. Shoots and missed it. Tipped and Kraxner trying to get it. It's out of bounds off Trenton. And Horton will keep it underneath their own goal. Horton's highest offensive output of the year. 56 in a loss in their midseason tournament to Caraparavel. They've got 51 so far. They're going to need at least 56 here to get a win at Valley Falls tonight against the third-ranked team in the state in Class 2A. These teams both in the 2A sub-state of Valley Falls. Dragons the number 1 seed right now. Horton the number 7 seed. And, oh, a timeout. Don Smith's like, I didn't mean to. A lob pass to Trey Lockwood, who was going to turn and have a wide open basket as there was no help defense behind him. But a timeout by Coach Don Smith, and it'll keep the Horton lead at 1 point. 51-50. We've got the scoreboard show coming up later tonight. And a great timeout here on Kansaland Radio.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, we can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal, we can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Kansaland Radio.
Words of basketball underneath their own basket. Out of the timeout, and Trenton Kraxner steals the inbounds play. That's turnover number 10 against the Chargers. The Dragons have a chance to take the lead. I'm not sure any Valley fans Valley Falls fans have thought that they were in jeopardy of losing this game all night. Down 10 at halftime, down 11, down most of the whole night since the first quarter. Dragons fans have remained confident. Players, I think, have as well. Coach Katzmeyer sweating out of his tux. Here's a drive by Cervantes for the lead. No, but he's fouled. They're going to get two free throws with just 1 minute and 27 seconds remaining. I mean, even Horton fans, you know, up big, knowing, like we talked about, that Valley's going to make a run. Valley's going to make a run. How will we respond? Can we hold on? Can we play smart? Do the things they've done all night? Cervantes, first of two free throws, rattles it home. Tied at 51. This is the first time we've been tied since 14-14. Now the Dragons looking to take their first lead since that early second quarter stretch. Cervantes switched it in again. Valley Falls has the lead, 52-51, with a minute 26 remaining on the pair of Dylan Cervantes free throws. He's got 9 points. Gannon Becker leaves it back for Cooper Wishrup. Again, Horton, just keep doing what you've been doing. Don't force anything. Here's a three-point shot by Becker. It's no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. They say Ottman touched it last. It's Dragon basketball with 70 seconds left to go. Double bonus if Horton would have to foul. They will not apply any full-court pressure. Brandon Miller will be picked up at the timeline by Gannon Becker, who's the only player for Horton with four fouls. Cervantes playing with four for the Dragons. And now it's four-corner offense. Valley Falls going to spread it out. Going to play keep away. Make Horton come and get him. And there's a foul near midcourt. It'll end the night for Gannon Becker. He fouls out with five fouls but 12 points. 1 3-pointer, 1 for 2 at the line. He scored in all four frames tonight. And he gets a well-deserved standing ovation from the fans in blue from South Brown County. Cervantes had a couple free throws to give the Dragons a lead a moment ago. He's going to get two more here. We're down to 53 seconds left. Looking to join Kraxner and Gatzmeyer in double-digit scoring. Cervantes shoots and hits it. He's got 10. That's 6 points now in this fourth quarter. Dragons' biggest lead in this game was 4 points at the end of one, 14-10. Cervantes, the junior, again. That's why he's 73% at the line. He's 4 for 4 in the final 90 seconds, and he's given the Dragons a 3-point lead. 54-51, and a steal. Dragons take it away. Up the court, and a layup. Good, coast to coast. That's Zach Evans. He's got 6 off the 11 Horton turnover. Chargers down 5, 30 seconds left. Lockwood missed the layup. Ottman has it blocked. Here comes the Dragons again. Evans coast to coast. Another layup. Somebody woke up the sleeping Dragons. 58-51. A long three by Lockwood. Banked in, and the Chargers still got a chance. Lockwood's got 18, and now a Horton foul. With 12 seconds left, it's 58-54. Dylan Cervantes gave Valley Falls the lead with 4 straight free throws, and he'll return to the line. A chance to perhaps ice it. Lockwood's 3-pointer, the only one that Horton's made outside of 4 in the second quarter tonight. Cervantes bounces it in. That is a stopped shooter's touch. And now to make it a 6-point lead. Couple late turnovers by Horton, 5 of them in this fourth quarter. Cervantes, that one rattled out. Lockwood's got it. Horton's got to score fast. 9 seconds left into the half court. Lockwood coast-to-coast layup. Oh, he missed it. Ottman rebounds. He missed it. Ottman rebounds. He's blocked into the hands of Gatzmeyer, and the Dragons are still undefeated. 59-54 as Valley Falls outscores Horton 20-12 in the fourth quarter for a comeback win. A game in which the 3 and now 12 loss Horton Chargers led for 95% of the night. But Valley Falls, with a veteran, seasoned team, able to get it done on their home court to complete the sweep tonight. The faces of those Horton Chargers are that of shock and frustration, but a team that should hold their head high as they took the Dragons to the wire tonight. Trey Lockwood having an extended visit with now 200-win head coach Caleb Katzmeyer in his 17th season. Again, maybe the outcome that most fans anticipated, but certainly not how most thought the game would go and how he would end up where we did. 15-0 are the Valley Falls boys. They win it 59-54 with a comeback, taking the lead with a minute 26 to go in the game and knocking off the Horton Chargers to complete the sweep tonight. Postgame, player to bank on, final stats, and the scoreboard show. It's all still to come on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Have you had a surgery or an injury that needs physical therapy? This is Amanda Wilhelm with Sudbeck Thompson Allied Rehabilitation Services, also known as STARS, and we can help you with all types of physical and occupational therapy so you can get your life back to normal. We can help you at our Horton location or at Hiawatha, and we will provide you with the individualized attention and time you deserve. Our staff enjoys returning patients to an improved quality of life. Let us help you at STARS. We're on Facebook and online at starsrehab.net.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cuts. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. And now, Heinen Repair offers layaway on Ferris mowers. See dealer for complete details. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Dell, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Panzaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time here to the Dragons Den with studio engineers Seth Talos, Justin Fluke with you. Valley Falls gets the sweep, but a couple really entertaining ball games tonight. I hope you enjoyed them as much as I did. The Valley Falls girls win 45-35, and Valley Falls boys win 59-54. The Dragons outscore Horton 20-12 in the fourth quarter. They take their first lead since an early 9-0 run started the second quarter for Horton, and the Chargers were up by 10 points at halftime, led throughout the third quarter as well. But Valley Falls able to take the lead with two free throws by Dylan Cervantes with a minute and 26 seconds to go. He gets fouled the next trip up the floor and makes two more free throws as Valley Falls went ahead 54-51. And Valley Falls making 7 of 11 free throws in the fourth quarter total. Cervantes also with a big three-point shot in that fourth quarter to mount the Valley Falls comeback. Cervantes finished with 12 points. The Dragons only made 3 threes all night. 2 by Avery Gatzmeyer, who erupted for 12 points in the third quarter to kind of get the Dragons back in it. And then the 1-3 for Cervantes was a huge shot late. This Horton team played their guts out. Nobody in this gym thinking that's a team that's only won 3 games and lost 12 this season. Just a phenomenal effort. Obviously, Horton shot a higher percentage tonight than they had, but that's against one of the best teams in the state in 2A. I mean, Valley Falls ranked number 3 and now 15-0. And Horton was just having their way on the offensive end, forced quite a few turnovers on Valley Falls as well. Dragons didn't shoot the ball early in this contest. Certainly not one of their better nights from three-point land. They were struggling to get to the free throw line, and Horton was making their shots. 31-21, Chargers with the lead at halftime, still had 42-39 heading into the fourth quarter, but Valley Falls indeed did make the run. It did come too late in the final 90 seconds, but they get the win, 59-54. Valley Falls 15-0. Horton drops to 3-12. Tough loss for Horton, and it stings, but this is one they're going to look back on in a couple days and be like, you know, look at what we did. Look at how we played. If we can continue and keep that up, we can win some games. We can make some noise. And for Valley Falls, the same can be said. This is a game that they may look back at like, this was a wake-up call. Like, we can lose to anybody, even a three-win team, if we're not careful, if we get away from doing the things that have made us good, if three-point shots aren't falling and, you know, we continue to shoot them, if we, you know, continue to commit turnovers and do those kind of things, maybe this is a bit of a wake-up call for the Dragons. And to their credit, a team that didn't have school the last 2 days, didn't get in the basketball gym or handle the ball, so maybe a little bit of rust. The distraction is of it being winter royalty tonight as well. But as the dust clears, Valley Falls does get the five-point win to remain undefeated. Let's check the final stats that are brought to you by NAK Tax Services. Jacob Yingst and the crew just west of Whiting. They are the local experienced professionals on your side and still have tax appointments available. Make sure your tax return is done right. They'll e-file for you, and it's NAK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visitors from Horton, they were led by Trey Lockwood. What a game. 18 points, probably had more than a dozen rebounds tonight. 18 for Trey Lockwood to lead the way. Gannon Becker and Luke McAfee, couple underclassmen, both scored 12 tonight. They played like juniors and seniors. Horton also got 5 points from Trevor Ottman, and they got 5 from Cooper Wishrop, and they got 2 from Lane Moffitt. The Chargers ended up 5 of 10 from the free throw line. They hit 5 threes, 4 of those in the second quarter when they outscored Valley Falls 21-7 and built that lead to double digits. Horton ended up with 11 turnovers tonight. Valley Falls had 12 turnovers. Dragons 10 of 18 total from the foul line and made just the 3-3. Scoring for Valley Falls, Avery Gatzmeier leads the way, 20, with 15 of those in the second half. Gatzmeier didn't score in the first quarter. He had 12 in the third, and Gatzmeier finishes with 20. 12 apiece for Dylan Cervantes and Trenton Kraxner. Boy, Kraxner and Lockwood, man, they both had 12 to 15 rebounds tonight for some double-doubles impressively. Cervantes, of course, a big key, the way he hit free throws in the final 90 seconds to give Valley Falls the lead and then expand it. Rounding out the Dragons scoring tonight, Zach Evans had 8, and the Winter Royalty King, Brennan Miller, finished with 7. Valley Falls will have ACCHS at home and Jackson Heights on the road next week. Next tough game will be at Pleasant. Well, heck, they can all be tough, right? We learned that tonight. Pleasant Ridge, though, is the only other team in the Northeast Kansas League that played Valley Falls within 16 points so far this season prior to Horton doing it tonight. And that rematch of an overtime game against Pleasant Ridge is coming up a week from Tuesday. Horton is back home in a battle of Chargers. They'll host JCN Tuesday night and then be at Effingham next Friday. Our player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. It was easy in the girls' game. Corey Kirkwood scored 24 points, 18 in the second half for the Valley Falls girls as they got the win 45-35. Here in the boys' game, pretty tough. You know, I think Cervantes, the way he finished the game, made those free throws pretty clutch, but really, I mean, with Valley Falls down 10 and nothing going right and really struggling, I think you got to give this to Avery Gatzmeier. He's the senior. He got him going. He hit the first 2 3-pointers of the game in the third quarter. He scored 12 in that frame, went unconscious actually for a couple minutes, and a big second half. Gatzmeier with 20. I think Abe's got to be our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on here tonight. If the Valley Falls boys come back in the final 90 seconds to beat Horton 59-54, the Dragons are now 15-0. Stay tuned for the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show. You never know what can happen. We'll find out what happened tonight with Seth Tollefson. That's coming up next. Have a great weekend, everyone. This has been Justin Fluke. Thanks for listening to High School Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.